Welcome to the Visionary Chronicles, a business strategy podcast where we provide insight to those looking for creative, executable strategies built around the latest disruptive ideas, innovative cultures, product creators, and marketing solutions. Today in the Visionary Chronicles, we're going to talk about fuel. I affectionately call it fuel, but it's really what drives the marketing engine. And a lot of times when you look at brands, there's this cool factor associated with it, but there's also a very definitive positioning behind that brand. So I call it the fuel, because really when you look at it, you're filling that engine with a passion day after day and defining how you want your brand to run. But clearly this brand and how you position it, how you run it, how it looks, how it's positioned out there in the marketplace to your consumer and your community is really driven around marketing. So I felt it would be a great episode for us to talk about today on the Visionary Chronicles about what I call the fuel, marketing, that strategic marketing that drives a brand. And really, it's as simple as that. And when you look at fuel, what I found interesting with it is the true definition of it is any material that reacts with other substances to release energy to be used for work. And I thought that's a pretty cool definition, because it actually talks about a team. It talks about releasing energy. It talks about reactions. And really, when you look inside the belly of a great brand, there is friction inside of a marketing team, is friction inside of a brand, but the friction is driven by wanting to be the best, wanting to be great, and wanting to be consistently great with your community, your product, your brand, and your customer. So all of these pieces come together, but it's all really driven by the fuel or this marketing team and this reaction, this release of energy that's used for this work, this purpose about driving a brand in the marketplace and their community for generations. And so when you look at this and building a team that's going to put the fuel in the engine for the brand, it's really the marketing team. Now, all of that, obviously, on the front end is driven by great products, consistently great products, products that are authentic. But truly, then when they get this great product, it's commercialized, it goes into the hands of marketing. And at that point is when the engine of marketing really starts. You know, you talk about it on the front end of product line planning. You talk about what you're going to make on the ideation phase. Marketing is part of that process along with product. And really, they're preparing for that product to be commercialized so they can then drive that passion that was put into this product to commercialize it and convey that to the consumer. So you've got this go-to-market strategy, commercialization of the product, and then the reality of being able to market that to your consumer and to your community. So I say this fuel as this needs to be reignited. And another thing that gets lost a lot of times within brands, within marketing, is this what I call reignition. And another part of this fuel I talk about is fuel is one thing, but if it never gets ignited, it doesn't explode. It doesn't create this energy and release this energy inside of a brand. So another thing that needs to be talked about when we talk about marketing and we talk about how does a generational brand continue to grab great marketing and drive this energy season after season, year after year. So there is this process as you go through in a brand that may have been around for a very long time. One of the magical formulas that they have really is how do they keep reigniting the passion in their team so that it can burn for long periods of time. And when ignited, it creates energy with your team. It's a very organic process that happens season after season. But what I find fascinating with the brands that I've been with, as well as the brands that we work with on Liquid Mind, is, hey, how do you keep this passion flowing inside of the brand? How do you make sure that those foundational principles this brand was built on, the pillars of what the brand stands for, what the community thinks of the brand, what the consumer thinks of the brand, this lifestyle that you're selling year after year, How do you continue to keep that passion flowing inside of the brand? And really what it is it's driven by this reigniting the passion inside of a brand. Every once in a while in the marketing team or the brand as a whole will kind of not reposition the brand, but it will come up with a new campaign. It will come up with a new breakaway product line, something that reignites the passion, not only for the product, but then the brand gets reignited. And as a result, the marketing team is enthusiastic and gets reignited as well. So there's this thing that gets lost many times inside of brands is year after year, season after season. How do they keep doing it? Well, they keep reigniting the passion through something that is done either on an annualized basis or every 3-4 years, whatever happens to be their time frame. But they recognize the fact that you can't just have organic reignition of passion without having something that ignites it. So each of these, when we look at them, reigniting your passion, burning for long periods of time, and then this ignition to create, whether it be in product, whether it be in marketing, whether it be in campaigns, whatever you happen to do, there has to be this passion behind the brand that's continually reignited. And this reignition many times is subliminal. You know, it just happens because there's a process inside of these great brands that season in, season out, they just have this reignition of the brand, this passion for the brand. So that when new people come into the brand, are kind of liquefied by what the brand stands for, but then also ingrained in this process of understanding what the brand is all about. Very important to understand also the culture of the brand, but then also how does the brand create? And I feel it's really important that from a marketing standpoint, that the marketing team understands what goes into creating a great product. I always led the product and marketing teams by design because I wanted our marketing team to be there to know what goes into creating a breakaway design, a next generation product, and the passion that the product team puts into commercializing this product. And I can tell you that the product team not only has a passion around the concepts that they put together, but they want those concepts that are on the board to be reality. There's nothing more frustrating, as I've mentioned before and many times, as a product team having something that's on the board as a concept and it comes off completely different in reality. That's something that can be extremely frustrating for a product team and also for the marketing team. Because you think about when you go back to the ideation and what comes out in reality is nothing close to what conceptually you were talking about in the very beginning, you have to reset expectations. And the problem in doing that is that you've got passion around this product line plan that you're going to be doing. And if the product doesn't match the passion, well, what happens? The flame goes out. The passion goes away. So you have to reignite this somehow, some way. And many brands do this through leapfrogging their competition, through great breakaway products that are generational in nature. So it's very important that you have a true passion around what you're doing as a brand, but understand the product has to match the concept. And the concept has to match reality. So you'll see many times, and we talked about it before as well, is when you look at concept cars as a great example, and I used this before, but I'll mention it again, is that you have a concept on the board that the reality comes out completely different. I can't imagine anything more frustrating than time after time after time, everything you design is not reality. It's just a concept. And I say designs are only as good as the paper they're written on unless they become reality in the real world. So these are things that you want to make sure of in the marketing strategy and the passion that goes around it is that if you're part of this product line planning process, both product and marketing, this two pieces of that power triad that we talk about, which is product, marketing, and sales, is being able to have a product that conceptually you can realize in the marketplace. So that's a true strategy around marketing, that you have a product that is marketable. That may seem simple to a lot of people, but it's not. And the challenge that marketing team has is that they're planning on a product becoming reality, and if it doesn't, they have to reset and reset the course that they had originally put in place after product line planning was complete in the ideation phase. So it's very important at that stage that what you're talking about becomes reality, and that's executed by the product team. So you want to make sure that that's a strategy that you put in place, that nothing is too far out, but enough to stretch reality, but have it be commercialized. So what are some of these key strategies that these great brands, how do these great brands create this energy, this fuel, year after year, generation after generation, and continue to keep that passion inside of the brand flowing with the team? And I've come up with five areas. The following are some key strategies. They're not all of them, but certainly ones with the brands that I've been with and brands that I've observed, and also ones that I've worked with Liquid Mind. Our team works on these strategies day in and day out. And unless you have these in place, the other parts of the execution of the strategy on marketing doesn't happen. So the first thing is kind of a top line strategy, clearly defining your positioning. And what I mean by this is there's one word in this sentence that people seem to forget or bypass, and that's clearly. People say, yeah, I have a positioning statement, and I ask them what their positioning statement is. I says, get it down to five words or one sentence at the most, and it's an extreme challenge for them. And the reasoning behind this is clearly defining your positioning. If it takes you a minute to explain what your positioning is, you lose people after the first 10 seconds. You have to ensure the reality of where people are today, not only the people outside your company, but also the people inside your company. So unless you understand what you stand for, no one else will. And that includes both those groups. So the word you want to focus on here is clearly define your positioning. Try to get it into five words or less, or one sentence at the most. Just positioning. What do you stand for? What is your brand positioning that matches something like a BMW, the ultimate driving machine? Three words, but three extremely powerful words that no matter who you talk to, when you say BMW, they can roll that off their tongue without a problem. And I can tell you, word of mouth is everything these days. Attention span is everything these days. So unless you understand what you stand for, again, no one else will. The second thing is, have a near-term plan for continually fueling the marketing strategy and a long-term plan for maintaining your brand foundation. And what I mean by that is that there's this continual season after season. Most brands have four seasons, spring, summer, fall, holiday, and you need to have a marketing strategy around what you're going to be doing on an annualized basis, but you also need to have a plan for ensuring that your foundation as a brand stands. So the foundation is protected by the marketing team, and it's part of your strategy. You can't have a foundation that's continually changing and continually crumbling from underneath you and have an effective annual marketing strategy. So have a near-term plan for continually fueling your marketing strategy and a long-term plan for maintaining your brand foundation. Extremely important to keep that foundation intact. That's your anchor, and that's what sets the plan and the strategy for what you do on an annualized basis. Third, build a cohesive structure to ensure accountability to the team. And I say the team in a cohesive structure. So I use very intentional words here on this third point, is a cohesive structure to ensuring accountability to the team, because everybody inside the team should understand what they're doing and how they're doing it, where they're doing it, and when they're doing it. So not knowing the plan is not a plan. Defining roles with responsibilities, and you'll be surprised how many, even large brands, You go inside of marketing teams, you go inside of sales functional groups in general, and many people inside of those functional organizations don't understand what their specific role is in building and executing on a strategy. So build a cohesive structure to ensuring accountability to the team, so everybody understands what their role and responsibility is. There's no overlap, so you don't get people that are pointing fingers. And for me, it's really important to understand pointing fingers. There's a concept I learned early on. Whenever you point a finger, there's one finger pointing at somebody else, but three fingers pointing back at you. Just hold your hand out right now, and you're going to see three fingers pointing back at you. So be careful when you start pointing fingers. If you are heading up the team or you have the accountability to executing on that strategy, ensure everybody understands their roles and responsibilities. And the fourth is execute relentlessly. I love the word relentlessly, because everybody, if you built a cohesive structure, you have a near-term, long-term foundation in place, near-term plan, long-term foundation, and you've clearly defined your positioning, executing relentlessly is a given. Having a plan defined by the brand positioning, go-to-market strategy, and content engine creates, builds, and grows your community. And I say community because in the world of D2C, the world of branding, the world of equity, the world of content, the community is everything. I don't care if you're selling to a retailer or you're selling D2C, the community is everything. Those are your loyal fans, the ones that will follow you, will listen to your words, your content, and buy your products. So executing relentlessly is extremely important. Having a plan defined by the brand positioning, go-to-market strategy, and content engine will build your community. Number five is sweat the small stuff. There's a difference between a 4- and 5-star resort. And the only recognizable difference between those two ratings, more often than not, is in the details. Now, there may be other conditions for it. It may have a 5-star restaurant, whatever it may be. But I'm telling you, the beauty is in the details. And that's what people look for. Ensure all you do is done consistently great, down to crossing your I's, dotting your T's. It's the small details that make the big difference. It's the small details that are the difference from a 4-star to a 5-star hotel. And same with your brand. Make sure that everything you do is detailed, has a process behind it, and everybody understands the positioning of your brand and how you're refueling that engine, instilling the passion and reigniting it every single year. So be great, be consistent, and be clear with your team. And this is the key aspects to driving a brand strategy and a marketing strategy executing relentlessly. I want to thank you for listening to the Visionary Chronicles. I really appreciate your time. I know that you've got a lot of other things on your plate, and I really appreciate you taking time out of your day to listen to the Visionary Chronicles, so thank you. Our intent in creating the Visionary Chronicles was really to address not only critical business issues, but also personal plus professional issues that business owners, entrepreneurs face on a day-to-day basis. So if you could and you like what you hear, certainly the support helps and the reviews are tremendous. So we really appreciate all those of you who have given us reviews. And as we move forward and you give us a review, we're going to be giving away some product as a thank you for those reviews, and also take a look at the Visionary interviews, Visionary Chronicles interviews that we have coming up as well. So if you have somebody who you feel would be a good subject for the Visionary Chronicles, we'd appreciate you having them reach out to us as well. They can go to my site, Brian Smeltzer, BrianSmeltzer.com. Go to the podcast section and you'll see the visionary interview. So again, thank you for your time. I appreciate it as always and look forward to our next Visionary Chronicles podcast.